From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Russia makes use of Iranian airbase. Russia warplanes flew from Iran to carry out airstrikes in Syria for a second day Wednesday. The Russia Defense Ministry said the strikes originating from Hamadan Air Base targeted Islamic State militants. The first round of airstrikes Tuesday were aimed at Islamic State as well as the jihadist group Jabhat Fateh al-Sham, formerly known as the Al-Nusra Front. The Speaker of Iran's parliament, Ali Larijani, also stressed Wednesday that Iran has not given Russia a permanent base in its territory. U.S. defense spokesman Colonel Chris Carver in Iraq said Tuesday that the U.S.-led coalition cleared the way for the Russian planes to carry out their first mission.
It didn't impact our operations, and it gave us enough time to react to make sure that the route in and the route out did not impact coalition operations.
Now, the Russian aircraft have been using the airbase located around 200 kilometers southwest of the Iranian capital of Tehran. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner in Washington called the Russian use of the base unfortunate.
And frankly, that only makes more difficult what is already a very contentious and complex and difficult situation. And it only pushes us further away from what we're all, at least say we're trying to pursue, which is a credible nationwide cessation of hostilities.
Moscow said strikes have targeted terrorist groups and that stores of weapons, ammunition, and fuel. Suspected militants ambushed an Indian convoy in Kashmir early Wednesday, killing three security personnel in the latest violent incident, following the killing last month of a popular separatist leader by security forces. More than 60 people have been killed in clashes between protesters and security forces since then. This is VOA News.